We're going to learn the 15th Maimer. It's the 15th Maimer on Parshas Shlach of the Pritzadik, in the middle of the Maimer. In these editions, page Kuf Mem Ches, the right-hand column, will be beginning the third line where he says, V'chol zeh hoya nitzrach rak. So let me just recap what it is that, and briefly condense what it is that Rav Tzadik has said so far in this piece. The Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin Daf Samechei says, quote, Lo nivra yayin ela lenachem aveilim ulishalem schar toiv l'rishoyim. Wine was created. Hashem Yisbarach made a world in which there's wine. The purpose of wine is to be menachem aveilim, to gladden the mourning, to gladden those who are mourning. Yain yisamach levav enosh, but who specifically aveilim? So Rav Tzadik asks, but how about all the uses of wine that are so holy? Yain for kiddush and havdalah. And then you have the Gemara in Brachas, Ein Aimrim Shira Ela Al Hayayin. The Shira that the Leviim sang accompanying the Karbanos, they only would sing once the Yayin was poured, once the libation was being poured. You could not have Shira Saleviim, Shira being, of course, something sung in joy, without wine being poured on the Mizbeach. So these are so important. That's the role of wine. Why is that not mentioned by the Gemara in Ervin? So what Rav Tzadik says is, let's understand, who are the Aveilim? What does it mean when the Gemara says that Lo nivri yayin ela nenachem Aveilim? Who are the Aveilim? We are the Aveilim. He says that all of us are living in the aftermath of the sin of the Eitz Hadas. And that means that we are all in the grip of all of what Nachash injected into us through Chava, so that everything is tainted by that sin and by the possibilities always for us, Chalila, to do a chet. And that's always our apprehension. The possibility of chet, therefore, is something that has us always on guard and has us less than fully in simcha and at rest and in peace. There is no peace because we have the Eitz Hara. Once we've eaten from that Eitz Hadas Tov Hara, so we're at battle, we're at war constantly. And we don't have the sense of peace that Yayin can bring us. So he says, V'chol zeh hoya nitzrach rak achar kilkul hanachash. In order for us to have that kind of sense of peace, it comes to us after the chet of Eitz Hadas, after shehitul zoyama, that he has contaminated us. V'hoya nitzrach berurim b'zeh. We always need purification and cleansing. We're constantly working to cleanse ourselves. V'zeh nikru l'nachim aveilim. That's what l'nachim aveilim means. That's our sadness. That's our sense of melancholy. U'kamay shedorshu. Now he shows us this, that in Vayikra Rabbah, on the pasuk, drachav re'isi ve'erpa'ehu va'anchehu va'ashalem nichumim loy v'la'aveilov. The Navi Yeshayahu says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to heal us. And the Gemara says, what is it referring to? Elu remach evarim. He is healing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to heal our bodies, our physical organs. HaMisablim alav. Why are they misabel? They're misabel because of chet. Ve'erpa'eyu as in ve'erpa mishuvasam. To heal us from backsliding, to heal us from all the chtayim. So that pasuk says that our physical bodies, are as if they are in mourning for each of our organs because of the chatayim that we do with those organs. We are therefore aveilim, so to speak. We are not in a state of rest and happiness. Avol zulas kilkul hanachash, if not for what nachash contaminated us with, lo hayaklal mare nefesh, we would have no melancholy. We wouldn't be at all nervous. We wouldn't be morose. We would be the happiest creatures as we were intended to be before the chet. We wouldn't need wine to give us a sense of peace and a sense of clear thinking and a sense of serenity. So he goes on then to say, and therefore, when it comes to Shabbos Kodesh, Zachar, Yom Shabbos L'Kodesh, the Torah doesn't say you have to do it on wine. Chachameinu said, Zachareu Alayayin, they said, make Kiddush specifically on wine, because there's a Yetzirah, and the Yetzirah needs to be combated. And the way to combat the Yetzirah is to have an expanded sense of all of the possibilities, all of the promise of Shabbos Kodesh, through an expanded, full Zachar Shem Shabbos L'Kadshoi. So with Yayin, we are going to be able to combat that which otherwise would be the sadness and the effect of the kilkel of Nachash. So that's why we have to specifically have the wine. But the kasha was, but there is wine on Shabbos Kodesh for the Kiddush. The answer is, yeah, that's needed because we are Aveilim. We're Aveilim after the Kilkel Hanochash. Let's skip now down.
Right. So yeah. If there's no Aveilus on Shabbos, why do we need to have a Tikkun for
Aveilus? So this is not Aveilus of a loss of one of the Shiva Kraven. This is rather, this is a sense of the dissonance that we constantly have to live with between Tov and Ra, and unfortunately, that exists on Shabbos as well.
But it exists also in the daily week.
100%.
And
a chenami. So that's why. So he talks indeed about the Gemara that says that Talmidei Chachamim should be drinking wine, and that there were certain Amoraim who, when they drank, they were able to learn, and their Torah was more pure, and they were not set back by their concerns and by their lack of peace. So, as far as the question he raised, which was that the Gemara in Bracha says, "Ein Shira, Ein Aimrim Shira Ella Al Hayayin," that the Levim sang Shira in the Beis Hamikdash only once in Nisachim, once the pouring of wine had begun. So he says, looking toward the bottom of the page, about 10 lines from the bottom of the page, toward the end of the line, "V'chein Mitzvas Nisachim, Shehu Mitzvah Mufureshes Batayrah." This is this week's parash. Right after the Chet HaMeraglim, the Torah says, "Dabar b'nei Yisov, amart leim chisuvoy, aleret b'shmai sechem, asher nesun lechem lechem, v'asisim ishei l'Hashem oy lo oy zevach, l'fali nedo, evi nedova, evi medeichem." So it says, "V'hikriv karbonoi," and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Bring mincha solus yisorin bol b'riyus ahin, shomen, and yayin l'nesach reviyus ahin." If it's an ayil, then it's yayin l'nesach shlishis ahin. And for a par, so then it's yayin chatzi hayin. So the mitzvah and the amounts of yayin accompanying karbonos is in our parsha, in parsha shlach, right after the chet hamaraglin. V'chein mitzvahs nesachim shehu mitzvah mefreshes batera mutav haya loy loymar. So the Gemara there in Erevin should have said loy nivri yayin el nesachim lebeis hamikdash, so that the Levim can sing shira in joy. Kain Shamru, like the Medrash says about Zahav. V'lo menivra, why did Kadosh Baruch Hu create gold? B'shvil beis hamikdash. Shenemer, on the Pasuk in Bereishis, U'zahav haret zahu toiv. U'zahav haret zahi toiv. That, the Gemara says, I mean, the Medrash says, Hainu ma'da amar, ha'hara toiv hazev ha'lavonin. It's referring to the beis hamikdash, the gold, the splendor of gold is meant to be the splendor of the beis hamikdash. So similarly, the Gemara in Erevin should say, wine? Wine is for the Nesachim. So that the Levim will sing the Shira when the Nesachim are poured. It's not for lenachem avelim. Ach beemes inyan hanesachim hutzrach lekarbanos. He says it's a fascinating thing. He says the point of having nesachim in addition to and attendant to all karbanos gamkein, except for chatos gamkein rak achar hakilkul. That's because of the kilkul. That every time nesachim were poured, it was because it was an expression of the desire of man to achieve the simcha and the sense of peace that we once had before the chet. He says, and every karban is about, the concept of karban is about coming back to Hashem after imperfection, after chet. The karban rishon shehikriv adam rishon hayarak kishamar olam choshuch ba'adi. He says, the world is dark. When it got dark the first night, he didn't know that that's the normal pattern of darkness and light of every day of 24 hours. Kevin Sha'ola Amud HaShachar, when he saw that there's another day and that the darkness did not mean his imminent or immediate death, he said, I will thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he brought a carbon, the first carbon ever brought by man. In the future, man is perfected, all karbanos will be batel mevutel, according to this man, the Amma, except for the karban toida, for the karban shlamim of thanks. Chutz me ha-toida, k'may shedorshu, v'ha-toida gam kein ba, rak yishenitzel mitzara. And the toida is there because someone was in a bad predicament, specifically four kinds of bad predicaments where we must bring a taida when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings us our salvation. Without having to be put into such a situation, he never would have had to bring the carbon if not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu deeming it necessary for him to be in some very dire circumstances, at least temporarily. So in other words, the whole concept of carbon is to come closer to Hashem after not being as close as we should be. That's what the Gemara there in Bracha says. Again, it's on the pasuk in Shoftim. Hechadalti tiroishi, hamesameach elokim va'anoshim. So tiroish, which is fresh wine, is mesameach elokim va'anoshim. And the Gemara there asks. The Gemara in Bracha says, im anoshim mesameach elokim b'mem mesameach. What does it mean that wine brings joy to Hashem? It brings joy to people who drink it. What does it mean? You know, it's mesameach elokim va'anoshim. Mikan, the Gemara there says, mikan she'ein ayimrim shira ela alayayin. Uba Gemara, erchin, eize avoyde shebesimcha v'toiv levav, have you ayimr ze shira. Toiv levav,
meaning,
is that so? It's today's daf. The toiv levav, meaning the goodness of hearts, hainu shnei levavois, v'hainu liyashir halev. Because there's the lave of the Yetzer HaTov, the lave of the Yetzer Hara. Va'alze moira nisochim lahavi besimcha. The point of adding the nisoch hayayin to every carbon, again, except for the chatas, is that it be brought besimcha. Shekevin shehadam hu mar nefesh. People have this sense of concern. Mar nefesh means more than that. It means a sense of dissonance, a sense of concern, morose disposition, melancholy even. Kivayochol af Hashem Yisparach einoy b'naicha. Because God is with man in all of man's tribulations, so if man is, so to speak, in a state of dissonance and unhappy and unfulfilled, then so to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is alongside him. Im yarnoicha b'tzara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivayochol is also einoy b'naicha. V'tzarech nisachim, hence we bring the carbon with the libation of wine, shemayra, which shows she'Hashem yisbarach b'naicha v'simcha mi'Yisrael. The carbon is brought to Hashem, this is going to bring us to Him, and it's going to cause us and Hashem to have a sense of peace, a sense of oisah shalom b'mraim of huyasah shalom aleinu v'alkol Yisrael.
It doesn't go into the person,
but it expresses... It expresses the simcha that now we have and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu also has. The naicha, meaning the sense of being at peace. that we would not have had without the carbon. But because of the kilkul of Nachash, he says, it's not enough to just bring the carbon. There must be something that shows that we are making amends for what the Nachash insinuated.
Shabbos does it by itself.
Okay.
By itself, that's the Chiddush of Shabbos.
Apparently, he feels that the Kiddush on Shabbos still has to be there with Yayin to express that we are able to achieve this state of peace, this state of Naicha.
Which on Shabbos you drink the wine.
Okay, on Shabbos we drink the wine. We drink the wine.
You're not drinking
the wine. No, we don't drink the wine, but the Mizbeach.
I understand that.
But the reason that it's there is because it is expressive of this idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and man, both, and that's what the Pasuk in Shoftim is saying, that it is the Tiroish HaMisamech Elohim V'Anoshim. At the same time, which Yain is Misamech Elohim V'Anoshim? The wine which we pour on the Mizbeach is Misamech Elohim V'Anoshim, and it expresses the fact that we are working toward coming back to the state of Simcha which man was in before the Chet.
Why is it necessary to drink the wine on Shabbos?
It's symbolic.
It's expressive.
It's
expressive.
Why don't we just pour it on?
Okay, it's not. It's not.
Okay.
V'zeh she'amar kan achar parshas miraglim. That's why nisuch hayayin specifically comes after parshas miraglim, the nigzar, after the miraglim and after the gzeira sheyu b'midbar mem shana. That we should be in the midbar 40 years. Nemar parshas nesachim. Uksiv ki savayu el eretz ma'ishvay seichem asher ani noisayin lachem. You will come to the land. And it's called ma'ishvay seichem. Amar lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu chayeichem nasati oysa l'Avraham, the Medrash says. So you are getting it as an inheritance from Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Uben yoyrish esav. So you will inherit it. Vadayin kasha. Lama davka b'makam ze nikra ma'ishvay seichem. Why here, at this point, at this mitzvah nesachim, is there this reminder that you are going to receive the land as a Yerusha from your avos? It's saying that you, Am Yisrael, would not necessarily otherwise be Yerush the land. Oz af la'achar mem shana kishetavol l'eretz Yisrael. V'tihiyu b'naicha, shekein moira loshen moshvasechem. Moshvasechem means this is your home, and you have a sense of being at peace and at rest in your home after you conquer it for sure, after the kivush anachla. U'kamay shedorshu v'yeshev Yaakov. Bikish Yaakov leishev b'shalva. He wanted to be finally back in Eretz Yisrael where he was promised he would live in peace. Kavtzalav rigza shel Yosef. Gamkein lo yiyeh lehem hanaicha zu. You will not yet achieve the sense of rest and peace. Takeoff. You will not have that peace which you would have had the door Hamidbar gone in right away without Chet HaMeraglim. It's not going to be exactly the same. Dixiv Harayin Bris Hashem Noisea Lifneihem. Right? Lasur lehem menucha. Lasur lehem menucha, that's the word, right? Menucha. Doesn't just mean an easy way to go, it means that you should come into Eretz Yisrael b'menucha and achieve a sense of complete peace and serenity. That was how they were supposed to come in. V'derek shleish yishyamim haynu lehizbara b'chol ha-gimel midos ro'is al yidei kedushas gimel midos shel ha-avos. As he has explained many, many times, that there are three great midos that have to be eradicated. Kina, Taiva, and Kavod. Metziyin es ha'odim and Oilam. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, each and their midas are able to undo, and if we follow those midas of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, we are able to purge Kina, Taiva, and Kavod. That's what the Shleish Yamim stand for. That it was a 3 days separation and 3 days preparation. Ahead of us, the Aron traveled 3 days advance, meaning to prepare. How? That we shall, with the midas of the Avos Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, overcome Kinnat Taiva and Kavod. Ukeis acher hakilkol afla acher aboim shono ksiv. And unfortunately, the Torah itself says that even after the 40 years, Moshe Rabbeinu and Arvus Moyev says to the Jewish people, Loi vitzit koscho, this is in Parshas Ekev, Loi vitzit koscho v'yoyshel levavcho ato volo reshes es artzom. It's not because of your righteousness and deserve that you are going to be taking the land from them. It's because of their guilt and their evil that Hashem is taking it away from them. And to fulfill what was promised, Lavrom Nitzchuk Yaakov. So you are not yet there where you would deserve to come into the land. That may have been the possibility for the Dor HaMidbar if they had been up to it and ready for it, but they weren't. So that even after they are gone, and the generation of those who were not even 20 years old, they were not responsible. Somehow, it's not going to be that you are deserving, and therefore it's not going to be with that sense of fullest Menucha that you come into Eretz Yisrael, and that's what this is all about. This Nisuch HaYayin is about, as he continues to explain. They're going to come in Shehuschus Avos v'hu Mechzekes Yerusham Avoseinu, and that's why here HaKadosh Baruch Hu introduces this mitzvah of the Nisuch HaYayin by saying, when you come Meishveisechem to the place which you will inherit, which you will be receiving because of Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. V'adayin yehiyeh nitzoch karbonos v'gam nisochim. The point being made after Chet HaMeraglim is you'll bring karbonos and you will need nisochim lohayros to show. She'af Hashem Yisbarach b'naicha v'simcha mizeh. That the karbonos are effecting what they needed to, that there is simcha, that there is a sense of peace, and that there is a sense of reconciliation and a great achievement approaching HaKadosh Baruch Hu and approaching that state that man wishes to approach and has to struggle to come back to man's state before the Chet. U'kamaysh Amru Elokim Bameh Misamchai. And the answer was Mikan. This simcha will be in Eretz Yisrael. This simcha will be when you bring karbanos in Eretz Yisrael. And you should know, it's interesting. It's machlokes Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, Kohen Rabbi Shmuel. There were no nesachim in the midbar, only in Eretz Yisrael. When you come there, you're going to have nisach hayayin, and the nisach hayayin will express that even though it's not as if you've come to complete perfection, and even your coming into Eretz Yisrael is an inheritance, and it's yours not because of your own zechuyos, but still, you're trying to get there. You're bringing karbonos. You're trying to be metaken and have kirva and come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, trying to make amends for the kilkul hanochosh. Simcha. Simcha. It's imperfect, but it's simcha. There is simcha. And that's why there's nisuch hayayin. Nisuch hayayin, kol zeh achar hakilkol. All needed because of the kilkol, because we are misablim, because we have that sense of, oyvei, I'm fighting, I have to fight my yetzahar all the time. Zulas hakilkol hayayin, nitzruch klal hayayin, af lekarbonos v'nisochim. If not for the kilkul nachash, we wouldn't need the nisach hayayin. B'zeh she'omar, and that's why Chazal expressed it this way, le'nivra yayin ela l'nachem avelim. That yayin serves to bring joy to man, and man is not in joy, in a state of joy, because he's still struggling that good fight because of the Yetzer Hara. The Meraglim caused. Meraglim caused that there should be this need, even for the generation that succeeds them after they're gone. But still, there's a need to come into Eretz Yisrael and recognize you're not there, we're not there because of our own zechuyos. We're there more because of the Rishus HaGoyim that Hashem removed and because of the promise and the Yerusha from Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. But nevertheless, when we bring our karbanos, pour the yayin, because that will be an expression of the fact that though we are imperfect and though we are still struggling against that which the Nachash and the Zoyama of the Nachash brought into us through Chava, but still there is simcha, there is joy. And that's the idea of placing Nisuch HaYayin in the mitzvah of and the measures of wine for all of the karbanos. The Torah teaches us immediately after the Chet HaMeraglim.